Hello.
Yes, good evening, Aman. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research. And this evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions.
Okay.
All right, sir, and, just for qualification purposes, okay, do you or does any member of the household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work, you know, as a volunteer on a political campaign? Yes or no?
Currently, no.
Okay. All right, sir, and thinking ahead of this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote on the general election for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida state legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? Would that be, I am definitely going to vote, I am very likely to vote, I'm somewhat likely to vote, I am not very likely to vote, I'm not at all likely to vote, or I'm not registered to vote?
I am definitely going to vote.
All right. Thank you, sir. And with which political party are you registered? Would that be Republican, Democrat, or affiliate, independent, or not registered in a party?
I'm a registered Democrat.
Democrat. Okay. All right, and sir, and what is your main racial background? Would that be white or Anglo, Hispanic, African-American or Black, Asian or Asian-American?
I am a white Hispanic person.
Okay. Okay. Let me write this down because I don't have that option, okay?
So yeah, white, I mean, Hispanic, I guess, right? if I had to pick one, my primary identity is white, I guess.
Okay, well, let's go with that. All right, sir, and what is your age? 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
I am 35 right now. Sorry, I kind of lost the categories.
18 to 35. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. All right, sir, and generally speaking, would you say that things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or are they off on the wrong track?
Oh, boy. I don't know. I'm not that informed on local politics, but pretty much the only decision I know that I've heard of recently I do not like. So, yeah, we could say I don't agree things are going in the right direction. Things are going in the wrong direction,
right,
in Miami. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Okay, from the following list, which issues should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? Okay, the first one be crime and neighborhood safety, growth and overdevelopment, corruption in the city government, traffic and congestion, affordable housing, property insurance costs, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency. One to be the most important to you and your family.
Did you say public transit?
Let me see, crime. No, I don't think I have anything to do with public. Yeah, traffic and congestion.
Yeah, I guess we could say traffic and congestion, but.
Okay. All right, sir. Now you will now be giving. Go ahead. If you want to change it, that's fine.
No, yeah, I'm just thinking about it. It's fine.
You still, okay. All right, sir. Now you'll be giving a list of some public officials in Miami that you may be familiar with, okay? Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or never heard of each person, just let me know and I'll move to the next one. The first one will be Daniela Levine Cava. Very favorable, never heard.
It's mostly going to be never heard of them. I've been in Florida for less than 2 years. I've been in Miami for less than 1 year.
Okay. All right. What about Miguel Gabela?
Never heard of him.
Joe Carollo.
Never heard of him.
Manolo Reyes.
Never heard of him.
Raquel Regalado.
Never heard of him.
Kian Hardiman.
Never heard of him. Or her.
Damien Pardo.
Never heard of him.
Aileen Higgins.
That sounds a tiny bit familiar for some reason.
Okay. Aileen Higgins. Maybe.
But yeah.
Very favorite.
I have no opinion. No opinion.
No opinion. Okay. All right. What about Christine King?
No opinion. Never heard of.
Francis Suarez.
No opinion.
Okay, no opinion. All right, thank you, sir. All right, so if the general election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote for? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Joe Biden,
okay. And would you say you are definitely voting for or probably voting for Joe Biden?
I'm definitely voting for Joe Biden.
Okay. All right. And when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes Florida constitutional amendments and local ballot referendums. They are also on the ballot for, voters to decide. You will not be asked about a few ballot measures that may be on your ballot this November. After hearing each, please indicate if you will vote yes in favor of the measure or no against the measure, okay? The first Florida constitutional amendment is called Adult Personal Use of Marijuana, and the ballot reads, allows adults 21 years or older to possess, purchase, or use marijuana products and marijuana accessories for non-medical personal consumption by smoking, ingestion, or otherwise allows medical marijuana treatment centers and other state licensing entities to acquire, cultivate, process, manufacture, sell, and distribute such products and accessories. Applies to Florida law, does not change or immunize violations of federal law, establishes possession limits for personal use, allows consistent legislation, defines terms, provides effective dates. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment? Or vote no against this constitutional amendment?
Wow, that was a lot of words. It sounds like basically it's a constitutional amendment for recreational marijuana.
Yes, sir.
Yes, in favor.
All right, sir. And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
I would definitely vote yes in favor for that.
Okay. And the second Florida constitutional amendment is called Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. Okay. In the ballot reads, no law should prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health. As determined by the patient's health care provider, this amendment does not change the legislation constitutional authority to require notifications to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment or vote no against, this Florida constitutional amendment?
I would definitely vote yes to allow the right to abortion.
Okay, so yes in favor, right? Okay.
Yep.
All right, sir, and would that be, would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Definitely voting yes.
Okay, all right, thank you, sir. And, and there may be also be City of Miami questions on the ballot this year. One of those proposals is known as Watson Harbor, and the ballot question reads, shall City amend existing leases governing the mixed-use project at 888 MacArthur Causeway on Watson Island to reduce the overall development, extend term from 75 to 99 years, waive bidding, and require, a no cost to the city. Previously approved timeshare residents to be condominiums, increasing revenue to city, including inclusion of office space and a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
Oh, oh boy. Okay, I'm still a little lost in all the words there. So that is, I am approving a development. Yes.
Yes, there was supposed to be, you know, it's going to be extended term from 75 to 99 years. Yes, sir.
75 to 99 years. I don't, I guess I would vote yes on whatever that development is, sure.
Okay, all right, thank you, sir. Okay, and would that be probably or definitely?
Probably. I would still need to do some research on that.
Okay, so probably right now, right? Okay. All right, sir, you will now be given some of the specific components of this Watson Harbor proposal. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each, okay? The first one says reducing the overall amount of development. Would you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove of that?
I would disapprove of reducing the amount of development.
Strongly disapprove or just somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, what about allowing office space to be included?
I would allow office space to be, I would strongly approve of allowing office space to be included.
Creating a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay.
I strongly approve of that.
And allowing previously approved timeshare residents to be condominiums.
I approve. I don't have an opinion on that. It sounds good.
Somewhat approve. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. Okay. You will now be giving more detailed description of this Watson Harbor proposal. This proposal will update an already voter-approved mixed-use project on Watson Island, which is off the, you know, MacArthur Causeway between the city of Miami mainland and Miami Beach. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops, and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade. The marina part of the project has already been built, and this proposal will allow for some office space to support the viability of the shops and restaurants and allow, you know, approved timeshare residents to be condominiums, resulting in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the city of Miami. It would also create a new waterfront promenade to allow better public access along Biscayne Bay. This proposal would result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space built in a fewer hotel rooms built than voters had previously approved. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum?
I would vote in favor of this referendum.
Would that be definitely vote yes or probably vote yes?
I would definitely vote yes.
Okay. All right, sir. We almost pretty much done with this survey, okay? And regardless of your position, okay, regardless of your position, what is the one thing that you like most about what you just heard?
Development, more housing. I think was one of the features.
More housing, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's going to be more housing.
It sounds like that was part of the plan. Or maybe it was just... Is there, you're turning timeshares into condominiums, and they're also building more housing, right?
Yeah. Okay. You don't say nothing like that, but I guess that's what you know, what they're talking about. Okay. All right. And what is the one thing that you dislike about what you just heard?
I don't know. I think you said part. It all sounds good to me.
Can you tell me just one thing maybe you dislike about the whole thing?
I You know what? I didn't hear you say anything about public transit. I wish I had heard more about public transit in this plan.
Okay.
Miami Beach just voted down an extension of the Metro Mover lines across the bay, which is a shame. I wish I could get to both this Watson Island and to Miami Beach via a Metro Mover.
Okay. I put that you dislike that you didn't hear about public transit, right?
Yep. Perfect.
Okay. Transit. Okay. All right, sir. And would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a candidate who support this Watson Harbor proposal? If it would make no difference, you can indicate that as well.
I would probably be more likely to vote for a person who favors this proposal.
Okay, would that be much more likely or just somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
Okay. All right, sir, there's another proposal that could appear on the November ballot. This proposal is also on Watson Island and deals with the Jungle Island. As you may know, Jungle Island, formerly known as Parrot Jungle, is an eco adventure park. This proposal would authorize the construction of two residential towers and return the adventure park back to the city as new public park for city residents. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum?
I think I would vote yes in favor.
Would that be definitely vote yes or just probably vote yes?
Probably.
Okay, probably. All right, sir. And lastly, which of the following comes closer to your opinion about the two potential proposals on Watson Island, Watson Harbor, and Jungle Island? I oppose both of these proposals on Watson Island. I support the Jungle Island proposal, but not the Watson Harbor proposal. I support the Watson Harbor proposal, but not the Jungle Island proposal. And the last one says, I support both of these proposals on Watson Island.
I support both proposals.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, sir, and now I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure that we have a representative sample, okay? And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or someone else?
Joe Biden,
okay. Okay, and do you think Miami is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about this, about right?
I'm going to say, I don't have a problem with the speed of development. I have a problem with the nature of development. We are building too many luxury condos and apartments and not enough housing for average people. We are also not building enough public transit, and we are building too many road mega projects, roads and bridges without, again, enough public transit.
Oh, okay. So without too fast, too slowly, or about right?
About right.
About right. Okay. All right, sir, and if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, conservative in your political beliefs?
I'm liberal.
And would that be very or just somewhat liberal?
Somewhat.
All right, sir, and what was the last grade of formal education that you had completed?
grad school or doctorate.
Okay, doctor. Okay, postgraduate school, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir, with this, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, okay? And I really thank you for your time. You have a great evening, sir. Appreciate your help.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.